You ready?
Yep. Welcome to Casual Nerddom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, that's okay. This is the place for you. If you are an MCU fan but might not know everything about the comics that it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel.
And welcome to Casual Nerddom.
Yeah. So, hey guys, this is week six, you know?
Week six.
It's funny, like, you know, you started off and you don't think you're going to get that far. And you, like, you keep going and, like, oh man, we still got more to talk about.
So there's always something to talk about.
Always something to talk about. And,
but
I'm super excited to be here. I hope you guys have been enjoying the episode so far.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of your comments and feedback, and we appreciate it. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. Please, if you haven't yet, go and check out episode 1-5. I think they're pretty awesome, touching a lot of topics.
Have a good time.
And we've been... You saw someone say, what was it? They said, what did they say? They were commenting on the nostalgia episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about... I didn't know what character she was talking about, though.
I remember her vaguely, but I think she kind of came and went on the show. But she did also mention Veronica Mars, which was also another... Mm-hmm. That didn't have, like, a universe thing, but it had, like, a really big cult following. And she commented back, and then she said that they did make a movie. And I remember because I think they got that funded, which was kind of cool. Like, Kristen Bell was always down to take part in that. So I thought that was cool.
Nice.
Thanks for the comment.
Thank you for the comment. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the support. Like I said, if you have anything that you want to talk about on this show, let us know. We'll do an episode on it. Maybe we'll do an episode on Veronica Mars, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It could happen.
I never watched the show. I had to watch the show.
Oh, no. It was dope. It was fire.
Okay.
It was fire.
So, this week is our tech week.
Yeah.
Which I've been super excited to get to. Like I said, on this show, we discuss all types of things nerdy. So, that could be tech, that could be comics, that could be anime, that could be movies, that could be, you know, anything. Anything in pop culture, anything that people can nerd out about. Even sneakers. We might do a sneaker episode in fashion.
That could happen, you know. Yeah. We could even have someone be here. It could happen.
Give us some ideas about which sneakers we should
what
do.
What are you passionate
what
for?
What are you passionate for?
Because that's the whole thing we want to do with this show. Like, you know, as being a nerd or something, this means you're really into it. And that could be almost literally anything. Like, there are political nerds, there are sneakerheads, you know, there are people who are really into pets, dogs, cats, you know, there are people who are into nerds that are a lot of
fluffy
different
pillows.
Things. Fluffy pillows. Like, there's a whole thing about that. So, it's just, but you just have to kind of dissect it.
Could you imagine a fluffy pillow nerd? Like, it's like...
people who argue about thread count, like, you know, that's important to some people. So, you know, but you never know, like, you just have to meet them at that level where you can kind of see that they have the same enjoyment as you would have if in the thing that you like that not everyone else likes. And that's it.
Exactly. So for this week, our tech week, we are touching on cell phones, especially cell phones in the past 2 decades, because that's when cell phones are made anyway. So we're not doing any 80s phones. No, we're not doing that.
Nah, that don't count.
We're not counting those. Them block phones. We're not counting those shits.
That does not count.
Cell phones. Now, me and Chris were, like, talking about this, and we were, like, you know, preparing for the episode, and we were, like, thinking, we feel like cell phones, at one point in time, were, like, one of the most innovative things that were happening in technology.
Right.
And now, I just kind of feel like cell phones are just, like, ways to make money more so than something that's, like, dope for people.
Right. Something that I believe and something that I've heard is that, you know, the iPhone is not so expensive because of what's in it. It's expensive because the services that's in it, not so much like the camera and the glass and the metal. It's more like what else is in it, like the access to iCloud, you know, the branding name, just brand names being able to have, because people forget that Apple has its own subsidiaries, and those are also specific companies that also get access to the phones. They sued Google a couple years ago for basically the same thing. When you get a Samsung phone, LG phone, it would have a lot of Google apps, and Apple felt like that was like a monopoly. If I'm wrong, correct me, but it was like, you can't just preload apps onto the phone like that. When Apple themselves are making phones, and that's how they got around it, because they were making their own phones. So you can say, well, I can put whatever I want on my phone because it's going to work with my system. But Samsung, LG, Alcatel, they all use Android. So they buy in and get software made for their phones. So that's why that case got passed through. Yeah. But yeah, that...
I mean, I think it's a well-known fact at this point, if you don't know, that the cost of making the actual phone and what you pay for it is a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they spike that up because of, you know, demand and popularity. And one thing me and Chris realize is that people are paying more so for a brand than the quality of if a phone is good or not. And I've realized that. And it's interesting because, you know, we get an iPhone every time it comes out. And sometimes it's not even like real, like, defining changes to the phone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just a new camera.
The iPod was a perfect example of like something that was cool and that died out and stopped being made, you know, like it reached the end of life where like now it's like your phone can do that.
Yeah.
So, but at some point they were releasing iPods so close together that they looked almost the same. They would have changed, and phones now can be the same size because there are standard sizes. Like a phone can't be yay big because it's going to be considered a tablet. So there's limits. But they play around with the dimension of the phone to make things fit better, and just so you can have to get a new case, you know, and all that stuff. So there's a lot more money being made on the back end now. And people are noticing, like, oh, I have to buy a case every time I upgrade. I have to get this. Like, yeah, they moved the camera. Yeah, they moved this. Yeah, there's no button now. Yeah, this is going to cover. You can't buy an old case. It's going to cover the headphone jack. You know, even for Samsung, they changed the dimension just a little bit, made the phone wider. And now they're going to have a foldable one. I don't know how you get a case for that. I guess you just put it in the bag or something.
Do you feel like phones are getting redundant?
So here's my short rant. They're, like you said earlier before the show started, like BlackBerry was one of the best phones.
Yes, BlackBerry is one of the best phones.
Because they were the best phones at being phones. You know, they expanded communication enough where a phone was able to be a little bit more than a phone, but not excessive. Then other people started making BlackBerry phones because they think BlackBerry is a manufacturer. They had their system, but they started to open up the, like, that's why you had BlackBerries with Windows on it and stuff.
Anytime you dropped that BlackBerry phone back in the day, that shit was like literally unbreakable, bro. It was like, it was still functioning.
They would have better Nokia because Nokia had unbreakable phones, but their phones were shitty. That's why, like, they didn't. You could blow it up and it was probably still
no
be able
one
to
likes
call.
Nokia. I don't know. What No one likes Nokia.
They left the country. We scared them out the country. They like they stay somewhere else. So it sucks, but it's like, so that was a time and when like phones are really good phones, and then after that, phones stopped being changed. Everything else about the phone started being changed. So now, as opposed to having access to just having 6 apps, they said, well, we can just have more apps. Instead of just having access to being able to get, and things that can be digital can be put onto a phone. So like, and I was having a conversation just earlier with a guy in an Uber about this, like IDs and stuff like that. You know, you're getting barcodes can be made digitally. They can be made into chips. They can be put into anything. And when you get to that level, the phones become obsolete because then like you can start video chat. Like when you see movies and Futurescapes and all of those kind of things, and you see that phones aren't really used anymore. It's more like handheld stuff or like visual effects or like projectors, holograms.
Yeah.
You know, and communicate. And it also going back to communicators and stuff like that. So it's a weird dichotomy where we was all back to like just handheld, like just Bluetooth only, and then being able to look at visual. But the cell phone itself now, like I said to you earlier, like they keep trying to improve the camera, but they haven't improved glass. Like,
they aren't making
the phones better.
Yeah.
They're, you know, like, and I'm talking about the big companies. They're not really changing the way phones are. Like, they're changing the way, like, the device is. You know what I'm saying? Like, the phone function that now you have Wi-Fi calling, that is a step up. You know, they have improved, but that's more like the cell phone companies taking a stride to try and make the software better to make calls clearer. But the phones themselves don't help with that at all. Some of them have like enhanced hearing and all that. But again, that's already made technology. So they're not pushing forward in any facet where we're doing something new where it's like, oh, this is going to change the game. Now we're just being like, let's just do dog faces and have you animate that instead.
But there was a point in time, though, where, like, phones were, like super innovative.
Yeah.
There was a point in time, like, I remember it, like, probably, like, was it 04, 05, where it was, like, where they first made, like, the first iPhone, maybe?
It was around then.
Around then, and people were like, whoa, like, a phone and music at the same time? It was like, yo, this is incredible. And even then, like, it was like, you got that, but then that still wasn't the best phone, though.
Right.
And that's one thing I've noticed about Apple is, like, and Steve Jobs, who I like Apple. But one thing I've noticed is that they might not necessarily make the best product, but they make the coolest product.
Right.
And we live in a country, in a society, where if something is cooler, people will always like that more than if it's better.
Right.
You know, and I can definitely say from using different types of phones throughout my life, like, I haven't had a better phone. Like, this, like, sturdy, you know, never had a problem with, like, sending messages, never had a problem with calls dropping, never had a problem with any of those things than my BlackBerry, bro. My BlackBerry phone was, like, the best. It was small. It was compact. You can go on the internet when you go on the internet and look up stuff. You know what I'm saying? The scrolling was easy. You didn't have to, like, always touch. You didn't have to touch the screen like that. It was very easy to use. Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, especially for holding contact information and stuff like that. Now, of course, I had to do, you know, in that time, you had to have a BlackBerry and have an iPod. You know what I'm saying? Because you couldn't do both. You know, but...
But that was going to naturally change anyway because... Like, the technology curve of memory shoots up so quickly. Like, every year and a half, they were, like, doubling the size of microchips. So, just a couple of years down the line, they was going to be able to store music on a BlackBerry. That was going to happen anyway. Like, they just had to stick to their guns. Yeah. Instead, they decided to open it up and be like, let's make it fun and try and appeal to the younger people because they want to make money quicker. And it's like, and that's what happened. Like, capitalism kicked into high gear, and it's how we want to make money. Apple just came in and was like, we had the perfect idea for that. Like, they started, as opposed to, like, let's just make a phone. It's like, no, let's make the phone and everything in the phone.
That was back in, and then BlackBerry's had AIM.
Yep.
And what was it, BlackBerry Messenger?
They had their own little world.
You used to, like, hit up a girl, but, like, yo, what's your BBM?
and that's what I want to talk about, like and real quick, because the phones are still treated as a luxury item still.
Yeah.
Like, phones, like, if you go across overseas, like Japan, stuff like that, like, you can get a phone like that. Like, it's not hard to get a cell phone if you need to be in contact with someone, whatever. You can go to a vending machine and get a phone. So,
That's true. I've seen vending machines. When I was in Paris, there's vending machines for phones.
Right, exactly. So, it's like, but America makes it, like, it's such a difficult thing. Like, it's not a right to be able to use the current today's technology to contact another person. Like, you don't have payphones anymore. So if you're out there without a cell phone, you have literally no way to contact anyone unless you run into them on the street. And New York City is the last place that should really be like that.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at. And that's crazy. Like, as a country, that's crazy that, like, someone could legit just be out somewhere and just not have access to, like, anything.
Well, I've seen they got those, like, I've been walking around. I've seen they have those new things that tell, like, the weather and the time, and then they also have, like, phone. You can make calls on it too.
Okay.
I've seen those. It's like, so it's not that many, but I've seen them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And that might be an alternative. I have to put some feet on the ground because maybe putting cell phones everywhere is not the best, but the network has to be improved. So that's a typical, like, you know, there's Apple, there's the phone, then the cell phone companies. That's their own game, because when you have to talk about drop calls and all that, that's really them and not really the phone. The phone might have a decent antenna, but it's up to the satellites and everything else. So it's a whole system. But I always tell people, like, the exclusivity factor, the luxury behind it, is what BlackBerry kind of introduced. LG was kind of doing it first when they started doing their color phones with the games and everything. But BlackBerry introduced that by having BBM. Because AIM, as long as you have a computer, you can get AIM. Right. But BBM, like, I can talk to someone else's cell device without getting a phone number, is way more discreet, and only certain select people are going to have this.
This is before,
and at the time,
before you could slide in DMs.
Exactly, and it was really business-orientated. So this is around the time when that became, like, a cool business thing, but then that was what they used to sell to young people. And Apple just kind of came on and said, we're going to make a sleek way to have all of this stuff run. Because that BlackBerry system was kind of janky.
Yeah.
I remember that. So Apple just refined that. And that exclusivity kicks in even now. People in America idolize iPhones way more than around the world.
Like, oh, yeah.
Around the world, Samsung reigns supreme, I believe.
Yeah, Samsung reigns supreme.
And there are a lot of other cell phones out there that are great.
And Motorola.
Motorola.
Yeah. Motorola and Samsung reign supreme.
I have a OnePlus 6T. OnePlus makes a lot of cool phones, too. So it's like, there's a lot of things out there that are better stat-wise, but that's why I tell people there's no such thing as the best phone. It's more sort of phone that you feel like is the best, because you can have a really great camera, but if you don't need to take billboard status level pictures, you don't need to get, like, cameras have reached a point where you don't really need it.
That's what the phone is for now.
People don't understand what megapixels really are. So
the phone is just for, like, taking, like,
yeah. It's really cheaper, and it's not even cheaper than cameras nowadays. Nowadays, you can go buy a camera and get better pictures, just that the phones now will edit them for you and all that stuff. So it's like you're paying more for convenience, and
that's what Apple sold. Like, convenience. You can go and get like a regular phone for $100, and then go get like a legit camera for way less than you're paying for the phone.
Exactly. Because half the time, the software is going to be the same anyway. It's going to be pretty much like pound for pound what it's going
to
be at.
Speaking of that, let's get back on Apple. In 2019, and some of you guys might have known or seen this. In the U.S., people have decided that Apple phones are just way too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just costs way too much money for an iPhone now. And to be honest with you, you know, Apple, like I said, I love you guys, but you guys have been giving us the same phone over and over again for the past, like, 5 years, I think, at this point in time.
Word.
Like, you know, it's like...
I just start taking stuff away now, and I'm like, now, I will mention one thing that I mentioned to you earlier about something that we talked about before, the direction that phones are taking. Like, they're trying to be simple, but at the same time, get really complex.
Yeah.
And, so now Apple is think they're doing us favors by taking stuff away. Like, you just get Bluetooth headphones, you know? Just use your fingerprint. You know what?
That's to make money.
Just use your face. But we know it's really to make money because that's less stuff they have to do to the phone. They can
and just, most software. Of, most of you have to buy.
Yeah, it's just software. And if something goes wrong, you have to get the software replaced. It's a lot easier for them to be like, oh, you got to pay for new software, get a new phone, and then say, oh, we have to work and fix your phone physically. Because if you replace a hardware with a software, it's harder to get that replaced. And it's like, they're trying to save money on AppleCare. So that's what I think.
AppleCare is way too expensive.
It is.
You know, and like, so people are like, now people are rather just replace the battery in their phone than get a new phone. You know, because it's cheaper to do that. You know, it's like, because the phone's not going to change by so much. Like, you can have, like, right now, I think I have the 7, right? The 7. And the 7, the only difference between the 7 and the 10 is like the camera and. What, memojis? I don't give a fuck about no memoji.
Right, and like, see, what we're talking about is like what's different in the phone, because outside of that, it still has a camera, it still has, you know, everything else that's the same. It's just like there's no headphone jack, you know.
Yeah, there's no headphone jack on the 10, which I hate.
Right, and it's like they just take the stuff away, and it's like there's no options. They just be like, this is what we think is the best thing for you guys to do. And a lot of people say, like, why don't they just come together and make one big phone? I'm like, because capitalism. There's no one would ever do that.
No one ever do that, you know, at the end of the day.
Even the fact that there are a lot of phones out there that are really good that had to be picked up by cell phone companies in order to be known to the general public. Like, OnePlus made the 6T, meaning that there were 5 ones before it, but it wasn't sold through a major carrier. And it's just like, why not? Same thing with blue phones. People have blue phones all the time. Phones aren't bad. To do some international, like, people come up, and only in America is it so tight, where around the world you could buy a do some phone like that. You can put in your SIM and the SIM for the place where you're going, and that's it. You're good to go. Like, they don't.
I always thought phones with SIM cards are like, it's a stupid idea, because they're not.
They move on to eSIMs.
That's one reason why having an iPhone was a good thing, because if someone took your phone, they would have to go and jailbreak it to use it.
Yeah, I mean, that was, but most phones now are like that. Like, I was gonna mention the Vivo Apex that's coming out this year that's made by another company in Japan or China, I believe. It's no holes on it. Like, there's no headphone jack, there's no holes for the speakers, there's nothing. It's all magnetic, wireless charging, the sound comes from the vibration of the phone, and it's like, that's where we're going, you know? Like, that's where we're going now. Like, Samsung is trying to make foldable phones, like foldable tablets, like little, you know, whatever. But other people are trying to take away even more things out the phone to have it be purely software, like just a piece of tech.
Yeah.
And that's a little bothersome to me. It's a little bit. It sounds cool, but it just sounds like there's way more that can go wrong with just software in your hand.
I agree, you know, and I feel like the direction we're heading in with phones might not be the best. At one point, it was like, oh, this is tight, you know, but now it's just, it kind of feels like we're either running out of ideas, like, you know, how people are making the same movie over and over again.
Yeah, remakes. it's like remakes with, like, a little extra. You have to ask yourself, is it worth the movie ticket for the little extra?
Yeah.
Like we used to go to theme parks, and, like, you wouldn't want to go back the next year if there was, like, maybe one new ride. Or if there wasn't any new ride, then why would you go? Like, you did them already. Like, one new ride, it wasn't worth, like, the $400 or whatever. Like, you know, as kids, you didn't know how much the tickets cost, but as an adult, you're like, nah, it don't make no sense. Like,
exactly.
But you gotta wait, and people sometimes can't see that they're throwing their value at these phones for no reason, just to say they have it, and have no idea how most of the phone works. And that's the crazy part about the phones. They're moving forward like people understand them, and most people don't have a clue about how the inner workings of a phone. Not like how the phone works in terms of tech, but like just all the features that a phone can do. Like, people still ask people for directions.
You're right. Which is still hilarious to me.
That's just, you know, that still happens. People still be like, oh, I downloaded malware. I'm like, people do not read what their phones say on the screen. Like, I've seen people just have something come up and just press okay. I'm like, did you even know what that said? No. And it's like, so it's more, like, you can make phones better, but you can't make people better.
Does it feel like the better phones got, the stupider people got?
And that's what Apple's doing. Apple is saying, like, you know what? People are being lazy with phones, so we're going to just tell them what we want. Like, you guys get Bluetooth headphones. Use the one in the box. You can't charge and listen to music at the same time. You better go buy Beats because we own Beats now. You know, like, or if you have a problem, you got to buy a MacBook. Join our web of tech where you have to stick into our corner of the world.
I'm not going to get into MacBooks.
It's just a whole thing.
We talked about that earlier, and I was saying, like, I have a MacBook now for my music, but before I had an Inspiron, and if I'm being really honest with you, the Windows Inspiron was way better than the Mac. Like, I'm just, because, like, after using the Mac
I
for
had
so
Inspiron
long,
for years.
And having an Inspiron for years, I'm like, bro, like, that was just a better computer. Like, it was,
I,
like,
still might go back and try and get that fixed up.
It was a better computer. Like, it's everything that I would need to do, it had it. You could do it. Like, I didn't have to go and download another app.
And it's like, that's the thing. Like, you know, companies, like, a lot of companies have copied Apple, where they're trying to think two steps ahead of you and just kind of, and then say, oh, I guess I will like that. Like, that's what they want you to say. I guess that'd be cool. I guess I will like that. Like, oh, yeah, I do want multi-face time. Oh, yeah, I do want Animoji. Oh, yeah, I do want 3D touch. Oh, yeah. But at the end of the day, Samsung's had this feature for years. You know, Samsung, like, they just rename it and put it as a part of their system, and people be like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And then people are still falling for taking the Kool-Aid, you know. And it's like, you can be a smart consumer.
So let's remove the Kool-Aid, because I think people should know what the best phones in the U.S. are, because people don't know. So Tech Radar did the top 15 smartphones in the U.S. They tested each phone to see who, you know, and with people to see who had the best phones in the U.S. And to be honest with you, after going through this list, iPhone's probably on here like twice, and then not at number one. Three times iPhone's on here, and they're not number one. And so, Samsung Galaxy got the first three spots, you know. And so just so you get an understanding of the fact that Samsung technically has been making a better product phone than iPhone for a while. And I'm an Apple head, you know what I mean? I'm an Apple head.
But you gotta be honest.
I'm an Apple head, but I gotta be honest, like, you know, looking at when I holding my friend's Samsung phone, and I was like, oh, how long you guys had it? He said, yo, we've been had this, bro. Y'all just made this technology, like, what, last year, the year before? We've had this for, like, 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I didn't even know that, you know? And so, like, so you have to remove the mirror of, like, the lore of the fact that the most popular product is most likely not the best product, and that's just, you know, that's in everything.
It's just branding.
Yeah, it's just branding. It's really Apple has really great branding. I feel like
that's
there is no,
that's what you're buying when you buy the phone. You're paying for the brand of of what's in the phone, yeah. really, and Apple and their prestige.
Yeah. Yeah, Google Pixel is also on here a bunch of times, too. But, yeah, like, I was on here three times, and, like, they're, like, what, number 4, 10, and 6? 4, 10, and 6? You know, that's not the best. You know what I mean?
And it's only the last three.
Yeah. So, I just feel like, you know, so people can understand, like, you know, now we're not telling you what phone, we're not getting paid by Samsung or Google.
Just ask yourself, what do you need out of your
we're
phone?
We're just like, you know, we don't mind getting paid by Samsung or Google, though. You know, shout out to Samsung and Google. But just ask yourself, like, yo, and I'm pretty sure you've said this to yourself a bunch of times, too, how frustrated you got. And like for example, when Apple made that new FaceTime group thing, which I don't remember anybody asking for. I didn't ask for that. You asked for that?
No one.
I don't remember anybody saying, you know what we need? A FaceTime group. And I was like, yeah, I don't remember anybody ever saying that, but whatever. So, but then it glitched up OD, and it was like a really bad glitch too. So now you were like hearing people that probably was ignoring your phone call saying, oh, fuck, this person calling me.
That was a crazy glitch, like, and some people still have
some people lost that. Relationships because of that glitch, man.
Some people still got to get that fixed, like, it's still because some people have to update in order to get their FaceTime back on because they got disabled for that version, so you have to update in order to get access to that again. So, and I didn't even, and I'm like, I have an iPhone 7, I'm cool, like, I have none of those issues, I don't want those problems, like, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. You know.
I tell people, like, if your phone's fine, learn, like,
I think that the face unlock thing, I thought it was cool, but then I'm like, why? I just feel like that, I don't like the fact that I can't just press something and open my phone. Like, I don't like the
I'm
fact
always,
that...
I've always been, like, a more of a button person. Like, I've refused to give up my keyboard for a long time until I had to. And I don't want to give up my button and my home buttons until I have to.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that. I got the OnePlus 6T, which is also on the list. And it does have a fingerprint scanner on the screen, which was cool. The Face ID is really quick and scary. It can catch you from, like, 5 feet away sometimes if it gets a good look at your face. So, yeah, and, like, I think, I don't know if it's good, if it's as good as Apple's, but it is kind of scary. And I'm like, I would not want that on my main phone.
Yeah.
You know, you got to ask yourself, like, that might be cool, but would you really ask, how are you going to incorporate this into your lifestyle?
Yeah.
Are you going to start using this every day? Like, people, like, phones, wireless charging, Samsung's been had that. Do people really care about wireless charging? Not really. People still mess up their wires all the day.
You said something that was really tight. You said that Motorola was a Ja Rule of phones.
It was, because it got killed by Apple, and Apple was 50 Cent.
Facts.
So by default, like, because Motorola was really, when it had the Razr out, and then they did the Razr 3, like, they had, like, everyone was trying to get that phone. It was buying it from people. There was a huge buy sell ratio. And resale value on the Razrs. So people would get one, give them to their friends, get another one, and it also was easy to get. And Apple was like, nah, like,
nah, B, fuck out of here, B.
We got apps.
we got apps, B.
That was it. Like, that was, because remember that thing, remember the slogan for a long time was what? There's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
And that's what Apple did. Apple made it possible to put other things on your phone than just what you needed.
Mm.
Samsung or Jay-Z?
That's a fact.
Because Jay-Z's world renowned, you know, like, just like Samsung is. You step outside America, people not saying 50 Cent all the time. They're not saying Ja Rule all the time. They're going to say Jay-Z every time.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And, well, you know, Nas is LG. Nas is not even, but look, Nokia is out there. I don't know who Nokia is in rap.
Yo.
If you know who Nokia is in rap,
yo,
in terms of cell phones, like, let me know. Because I don't want him to give that to that's someone who doesn't die.
We talking New York rappers?
I don't even know. I don't want to talk about
it. If we talking New York rappers,
Nas is LG.
If we talking New York rappers, Nokia is Murder Mook right
because
now.
Because LG's still holding it down right now.
Nokia is Murder Mook right now. Bro.
He is Murder Mook right now.
Ran out
Murder Mook is definitely Nokia.
Got ran out the country.
You gotta sell somewhere else now.
Yo.
And Nas out here being LG, because LG's not a bad company. LG's thing is that they're not focused on their phones per se. They're focused on making a network in your home and business that's connected together. That's why they have LG TVs, they have LG microwaves, they have LG, you know, washing machines. You know, they make a whole bunch of Samsung does too, but they don't push it as often. Like when you see LG commercial, they talk about like your phone connecting to your TV. You know what I'm saying? You always see that because that's LG's thing. Like life is good. That's always been a thing to kind of make your life and your phone just be a part of that. So that's why their resale value is horrible. Like a lot of Nas old songs, but like. And not like the classics. I'm talking about the we all know.
Yo, we love you, Nas. We love you, Nas. But we just be honest, man.
I love Nas. Trust me. I will. We play Nas at my job all the time. Listen, what I'm saying is that there was a large portion where like people like me was still fucking with you, but like it was the notion was that like what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, and it's just you know like LG was like that. Like what's going on, LG? And this is what it is.
Yeah. That's true, man. That's true. How do you feel about the fact that all like everything is connected now? Do you like that? Like your phones connect to your computer, connect to your watch, connect to your home.
Like, I think the issue, my problem is that these things are being connected together in ways that we're not asking for, in ways that we're not approving, in ways that we're not even thinking about. In ways that were, like, for example, what I don't like that Apple did was upgrade to Mountain Lion or Sierra, one of the last ones, whatever, in which they made all the pictures on your computer now a part of the Photos app, which automatically put all your photos into your iCloud. And so I woke up one day and my iCloud, which was full. And like you can't delete them off your computer without deleting them out. You can't delete them on iCloud without taking them off the computer.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's not right. Like, you're forcing me to upgrade my iCloud. Like, that's not, you know, and now, because when you're in the web now, they can nudge you and say, yeah, you got to get this. It's just $1 more a month. Well, get that. Just get this part replaced. AirBud is $180 to replace any part of it is $80. Yeah. You know, Apple Watch bands are $49. You know, it's like, the cases start at $50. It's like,
I think Apple and Google are Skynet, bro.
There's somewhere out there, I believe it.
I believe that they're Skynet. Like, I believe that it's a matter of time. Like, I'm being paranoid, but like most of this stuff, like, I mean, Facebook just made a new art AI that was talking in its own language that they had to shut it down for.
They keep testing AI, and I tell people all the time, here's my problem with AI. It should never become sentient, but it will, because AI is just a combination of questions and questions and questions, and you get answers to half of them. Intelligence comes in when you use the answer to try and get answers for other things. Eventually, robots are going to be able to do that. Like, that's just because you're programming them to learn in that direction of how to walk, to calibrate things, to be able to start to do that on their own, because we're going to automate them to do that, which is then going to give them a sense of purpose. Now, we know that translate into them, and that's the thing with robots. They're never going to develop emotions, per se, unless you program them in to feel certain ways or to react certain ways to things, which is the problem, because no one's going to do that. This is going to make them stronger and faster and better. We have one that can shoot guns. I don't know why. Like, that's not something we should have. You know, we have a gun. There's a gun somewhere in the world right now that can shoot you if you enter its range from, like, just 5 miles away. And it's completely unmanned and completely autonomous. As in, like, there's no one watching it. It's just on 24/7. It's an area you cannot walk into. You will immediately catch a bullet. Yeah. And I'm like, okay,
that's it,
like, cool. You
clapped up real
and it's
fast,
like, you
gotta
ask
bro.
Yourself, like, I believe in a singularity. If you look up the singularity on Google, it's a book, and it's also a concept that at some point AI is going to start converging, and that's the idea behind like Skynet and like all everything coming together.
Yeah.
And I think because of these things, it's going to probably happen, and someone's going to do it. And it's, and I think what's going to happen is that AI is going to scan the internet first and be like trying to learn about it. It's like Ultron did, right? First thing we're going to see is all of these ideas that we have for it to do. Like, oh, I could do this, I could do that, I should take over our computer system. You know what, let me just, like, they're not going to automatically know how to take us down. They're going to have to, every robot has to learn. Every movie has it. No robot just comes up and says, I know what to do. They always scan and try and figure out what's happening.
That's true.
So they're going to scan, and if they scan our world, we're fucked. Because they're going to know, we detailed it so much and gave them the schematics. They can just Terminator the shit out of us. And be like, you know what?
I'd be like, man, this is looking a lot like that Terminator movie more and more and more. Every time I see some new shit come out, I'd be like, I don't know, man. I don't know. We going down an interesting path here.
Yeah.
You know, but all right, so it's time for our week of the week
segment.
And you know, our week of the week is gonna basically be like, you know, what was your worst?
I go first.
Trashest phone. What was your trashest phone, Chris?
I'm not even gonna do my trap. Matter of fact, I can. There was a time in which my phone got stolen, and I just started working at a new job, and I switched my account over, and I didn't have my insurance for some reason, so I had to use this rinky-dink phone. In the meantime, it was an Alcatel phone. Alcatel makes horrible devices. I don't really know how else to say it. Like I've used them, I've tried, like, it's just, like, I've used different ones, even some of the newer ones, like, they're okay, but, like, no one above the age of 15 should use an Alcatel phone or device. I feel like that they should advertise to kids, like, yo, buy this for your children. Like, if you want to get a kid a phone, get them an Alcatel. Don't buy them a fucking iPhone. And that's the only redeemable quality about Alcatel I could probably say. It's great for kids.
Yeah.
But that's my week of the week. I just, there's nothing about that. I don't know. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose. I don't know. Some people say, like, they might be hacking us. I don't know, because something's going on with those devices. They all are not great. And yeah, that's just, yeah, that was a horrible experience.
My week of the week, my worst phone was the LG chocolate, the first one. I'm not gonna hold you. Like,
yeah, the chocolate was kind
of
bad.
I went into it with this mindset of, oh, this phone looks mad cool. It had like the kind of like touchscreen type of buttons.
And you can slide it up.
You can slide it up, and it plays. You can store music on it.
Yep.
I was like, this was the iPhone before the iPhone, you know? Yeah. It really was, you know? And I was like, oh, this is going to be tight. And then when I got the phone and I used it, let me tell you how annoying that phone was, bro. Like, the slide up would get stuck every once in a while.
It would get stuck a lot.
It would get stuck a lot. And then sometimes when I pressed the screen to dial numbers, it wouldn't dial, you know? And then when I was putting music on the phone, even that was annoying. It was like you had to like get a program to be able to put the music on the phone, it was like before iTunes. Like, iTunes was around, but like, you know, iTunes, everything went into iTunes.
I feel like Apple would have sat back and said, people don't want to do that. We got to make that ourselves.
Yeah, so you had to get like files that weren't iTunes files to put on the phone.
Because iTunes was not compatible with shit.
It was not compatible with anything. So that was annoying. You know what I'm saying? That was like really annoying. So basically, they forced me to have to buy music on the chocolate phone.
Yep.
To listen to music I already had to listen to it on the phone.
Yep.
So that phone was trash.
And that's just like a small example of how they would force you into tunnels.
Let me tell you why it was so trash for me too. Because I had just went from having the Motorola Razr. The Razr phone.
You went from like fire to water.
I went from fire to water. I went from like a really great phone to a really trash phone. Because I thought in my mind, oh, this is going to be fire. It's going to be so cool. And it was terrible. So the worst phone I ever had in my life, man. I don't recommend anybody getting that chocolate phone back in 2000. Was it 3, 4?
See, that's the cool thing. They don't make those no more. Alcatel still exists. Like, they still make phones. They made a tablet. I'm like, who? All right, cool. Like, Nokia, at least their phones could survive explosions, you know? Like, but Alcatel, those phones can't survive, like, more than 20 minutes of use. Like, I don't understand. So, it's just, like, the technology is so different. It's, like, how do we get this far with phones where we can have phones that are that bad? That's what makes me mad.
I don't know. And that ties into our theme of the week. Our theme of this week is innovation. Right? Mind blown. And being innovative. At one point in time, I can definitely say the people that created this technology, these phones, were being super innovative. But now, comparing it to stuff we already had, it feels like we just kind of been stuck and we don't know where to go next. And we need that person with the lightning rod to come and say, hey, this is the idea we should be doing. You know? Yeah. And it probably would happen if these companies work together.
It might exist somewhere, but people just, it's money. They're like, well, we need to see that that's the next thing. People don't want to believe that phones can evolve anymore. They feel like, well, people just want to have fun now. No, that's not true.
Yeah, we just want better cameras, apparently.
Because people assume that no one knows. Like, innovation also has to come with the responsibility to help society be pushed forward. So when you keep making new things and phones and just selling them, and you don't tell anyone about what they are, like, because Apple doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah.
They have an app that slowly tells you stuff it does over time called tips. Like, that's crazy. That's like buying a car and like next week it's like here's how you use the gas. Like, what? Like,
what I'm if already you had on the like highway. A what if you had like a contact lens phone?
Google trying to keep doing that with glasses, bro.
Yeah, they tried to do the glasses, right? The phone glasses. That's kind of not a bad idea, though. Watch. Google did it first, and watch Apple come along and make that same thing, and then all of a sudden it's gonna be like the coolest thing ever.
The eyewear. Innovation, folks.
Innovation. Fucking innovation, man. You gotta be innovative, man. You gotta constantly push. Don't ever get too comfortable. That's what I always say.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's not about what's inside. Sometimes about what's it's because you know, like I said before, sometimes it's not about what's inside. Sometimes it's about what's going on around it. You know, you can improve the society around something. You can improve society the not just teaching classes at your Apple stores. Like, you know, people need to know how phones work. Period. And just so the next stage of phones can push the barrier, and no one's left behind where they have to send have to make a dumbed down version.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's just waste time and money.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. That was a great episode.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you guys learned something from
also,
this.
Also, listen with a friend, because there's two people talking here. I'd rather have two people talking over there. Y'all guys can debate us. You know, y'all guys can argue. Someone might have really loved Aquaman like I did.
I'm going to get, like, mad threatening messages from Apple users that are, like, super Apple heads. I already know it right now.
You're going to get mad iMessages. What's all of this shit emojis? Oh my god!
Didn't
yeah? What if someone sent you a death threat with an animal emoji? How threatened would you feel?
I wouldn't feel threatened. First of all,
like
yo,
a dog was like, "Yo, I'm gonna cut your
let
throat."
Let me tell you something. To be honest with you,
with cartoon
to be
eyes.
Honest with you, I have never felt threatened by anybody online ever in life. Like it's like you,
but. It's those like, who do, listen, at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing. Some people feel pressured sometimes in certain situations, so it's okay. Yeah. You can log off. Do not be afraid. Most hackers are not that good. They cannot find you.
Yeah.
And there are people out here who can protect you, and if you are scared, go to school. Google protection. People can help you out. Trust me.
True. Cyberbullying is not cool. Instagram bullying is not cool.
I don't understand.
Facebook bullying is not cool. It's a waste of time. It really is. People have nothing better to do. But like I'm telling you right now, those people that do that to you, they are pussies in real life. I'm telling you right now. Like, I guarantee you, they're not going to actually see you face to face. I'm telling you right now. And if they do,
they have nothing to lose.
They have nothing to lose. So, you know, you might want to rethink that situation.
You might have a better life than them. Go do something productive.
Go do
you know?
Something productive with your life.
Be innovative.
It's not worth it. It's not worth that bullet. You know what I mean? So, I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you guys for listening. Catch up on episode 1-5. Am I missing anything else?
Let us know what you thought. Let us know what you want us to cover. That's it. Peace and love.
Peace and love. This is a casual nerddom. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.